banks, so thank you for letting us know about that. We're also focusing on the problem of homelessness, particularly at this festive time of year. And a charity in West Sussex has this week celebrated 30 years of making a difference to the homeless in the Chichester and Arran areas. Stone Pillow opened the doors of a Chichester. That was on the 16th of December 1991. And in the three decades since, they and their volunteers have worked tirelessly to try and help people who have nowhere to call home. Hilary Bartle is the CEO of Stone Pillow and is with me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
A real milestone. I'm very well, thank you. A real milestone, this, for Stone Pillow, but the work is still needed, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, really, isn't it? That in one sense, we are lucky to have had a hostel in Chichester for the last 30 years, which has been providing that emergency safety net for so many people. But the fact that we've still got it really is a challenge, and we really need to be looking at how we actually within the homeless sector can do ourselves out of a job in the future.
And we were hearing earlier from an organisation doing similar work in Brighton. They were saying that they're seeing their demand increasing at the moment. Is that something replicated in your part of Sussex?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I think what we are seeing is a steady increase now of people who, as a result of the pandemic, have actually lost their jobs, lost their homes, lost their, you know, family dispute, all those sort of issues which contribute to a person becoming homeless and ultimately roofless. Just to remember that not all the homeless people are rough sleepers, but all rough sleepers are homeless. And we do support over 250 people at any one time to try and ensure people are off the streets and in emergency or temporary accommodation. But sometimes people do fall through the net and end up sleeping on the streets.
And even social distancing, oddly, has played a part in this, because people perhaps can't stay with family or friends because they're concerned about the social distancing.
Absolutely. A lot of people who are homeless are sofa surfing. And the problem is, when you've got the pandemic and people within properties who aren't really part of that family cohort, then they are asked to leave, and that leaves them with nowhere to live. And it's a real challenge, and we are seeing a huge increase in that area.
I often wonder, when I do stories about homelessness, and we've done it quite a lot on this show over the years, whether or not there needs to be something bigger happening, something, I don't know, whether it's a government initiative or whether it's more money, but the problem of homelessness, and you've talked about what you've done over the last 30 years, you've clearly made a difference with your organisation, and more power to you, but still the problem is there, and still it seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a number of issues. I mean, one very clearly is there just isn't enough housing for people, particularly single people who are out there. We're seeing the complexities of people's needs ever greater, the combination of mental health issues, substance misuse, domestic abuse, ever growing, and we're seeing that greatly at the moment. So people with very complex and challenging issues going on in their lives. You know, the pandemic has really had an impact on people being able to access accommodation, which ordinarily may have been available through family and friends. So it really is a challenging time, and the collaboration is essential with all those other statutory services to make sure we provide services that fit around people and not try to shoehorn people into services that really don't support them.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who's trying to get on the housing ladder and saying it's pretty much impossible, but never mind buying somewhere, just the rents in Sussex, you know, many parts of Sussex, they're astronomical.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, it really is a landlord's market, and we cannot find that accommodation. We cannot find accommodation through either the private sector or the social housing sector, because there are so many people needing accommodation down here. A lot of second homes and that sort of thing are really restrict what's available for those in most need.
What about your organisation then? How are you doing in terms of fundraising and in terms of volunteers?
Well, we are so lucky. I mean, throughout the last 30 years of running the services, it has been a combination. Initially, it was volunteers who set up Stone Pillow. You know, they really, really drove that whole need for something to be in place. And it was led by the Reverend Hilary Parsons and many other wonderful people at that time. But since then, we have grown, and we've had to grow and we now have a tremendous workforce, paid workforce, alongside our 175 volunteers who are just amazing and provide us with a whole range of services that we just couldn't access without them. So it is really important. In terms of fundraising, we have our Christmas kindness appeal, which is on our website at stonepillow.org.uk, and that looks at a range of things. You talked about the food, and we have to feed over 150 people a day, and that includes breakfast, lunch and dinner in many cases. We want to make sure that people have a nice and pleasant Christmas full of kindness, so we are asking the communities to provide us with stocking fillers and also finances to buy a small bespoke present for all those individuals in our services who haven't got family and friends to go to. And also we're looking at the gift that keeps on giving, and that's either through donations to enable us to continue to do some of the good work that we do, but also to fund some of our clients going through our university placements, which is really a way of changing people's lives. Our pathway is from street to home, and it looks at all combinations within that. And part of that is getting back into education, training and employment. And we have to sort support people in doing so.
Yeah, it's wonderful to do that kind of emergency first aid type process of, you know, getting people indoors and in the warmth. But you want to make long-term changes with your organisation as well.
Yes, it has to be sustainable. Yeah. I mean, it's not just a head on a bed. Our approach is very much looking at the person as a whole, working collaboratively with other agencies around the area. And we, as I said, we're working very closely with the university, with the job centres, and obviously through our Restore shops, we have volunteers, many of whom are on using it as a way of getting back into employment and getting CVs. You know, sustaining your home costs money, and really trying to build a person's confidence and self-esteem back to employment is absolutely essential.
All right, so if someone's listening to this right now, they want to volunteer, they want to fundraise, maybe they want to do both, what do they need to do?
They can contact us at Stone Pillow, and it really is a very important time for us to do that. So go onto our website, which is at www.stonepillow.org.uk. It tells you all about what we offer, and you can provide a give all as much or as little as you can in terms of both time and presence, and obviously in donations to keep us going.
All right. Continued success in 2022, and a Merry Christmas to you and your team there.
Merry Christmas, Mark.
Thank you so much. Take care. Hilary Bartle there, CEO of Stone Pillow, marking 30 years providing a service in Chichester and Arran. It is 8:20 now.